This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't make a big-time move, I think there's still room to reach a ceiling for Greg Rousseau. I think year in and year out, we're seeing a dramatic raise in the level of his game. And then I think this last season, I know the sack numbers weren't there, but in terms of affecting the quarterback, he's about as good as it gets. I mean, he's top 10 in the league in pressure rate, but I think adding a big-time disruptor, whether it be in the middle or on the other side of him, I think you want to see that for a little bit of a sustained time.
That was Matt Parrino on with Chilton Bulldog last week, or this past week. So it was with Bulldog there.
Not last week until tomorrow.
Yeah. Almost made it.
No, I almost made it. You almost did it.
Almost did it. But hour number two, Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you at the Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo show here at Batavia Downs as the rotation is going through here with the autographs and photo sessions. Chris Chelios, Doug Gilmore up on the docket right now. And, of course, to start off this second hour, we bring back Ryan Hasenauer. As Ryan, oh, I got to put you back up, buddy.
Oh, there. I'm there.
There we are.
There I am.
We're back.
Yes, sorry about that.
No worries. Chad Michael Murray's coming up here in a second, too. And then Frank Wright, the architect of the comeback, will be here as well. So this is the meat and potatoes here in the middle of the day of the show. So it's
meat and potatoes. And like you had said, $10 for admission.
$10 admission, you get $10 back in free play, so it's like, you know, coming for free. Minors, anybody under 12 is free. If you're in that 13 to 18, you still got to pay $10, but unfortunately you can't use your free play in the gaming floor, but still going to get access to these great athletes and all the fun stuff that's going on out there.
Man, we wonder why teenagers are so angsty. It's because they don't get that free play.
They don't get that free play.
Yeah,
that's right.
Got to be
18.
And they have to pay the $10.
That's right. Got to be 18 to get on that gaming floor. So, but it's going to be a great
it's
day.
It's not a phase bomb.
Yeah. We got beautiful blue skies out there. I was just taking a look out front, you know, clear parking lot. Everything looks great.
It's nice to see the blue skies.
It is, because it's been pretty gray lately.
Yes.
We've gotten snow pretty much every day.
Every day but February 11th.
Yeah.
I was watching Channel 7 the other day, and I caught that. Every day but February 11th, we've had some sort of snowfall.
Yeah. I was exasperated just hearing that.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Speaking of Chris Chelios, there he is. He's right in front of us.
There he is. Chris Chelios right walking up.
Yeah, still looks like Chris Chelios. Not every athlete, going to be honest with you, doesn't look like the, you know, because you remember, you're like, oh, that guy, he looks like that. And just like, well, yeah, but no, he's like 50 or 60. Like everybody, you know, listen, I'm not the spring chicken I used to be either. You know, I'm not trying to cast aspersions about anybody.
Chris Chelios also played until like he was 47 or something like that.
Anyone that comes three times.
Nasty
the guy's
stuff.
An absolute stud. He's unbelievable. So we're just talking off air real quick about, you know, some of the things that you do and see and find here. I just walked by a booth has an 8.5 Beckett graded Michael Jordan rookie Fleer card.
Wow.
The famous red border, you know, Jordan rookie card. I think they're selling it for $8. Steal the deal. $8K. If you got $8,000, you want to get something.
I was like $8. $8? Yeah. $800?
I think I just heard my wallet beeping.
Yeah.
So that's our, you know, and it's funny too. You know, we've had a lot of people here over the years. So in October, we had Chopin the Bulldog Friday night. on Halloween, actually, or the day after Halloween. It was November 1st. And then we had, of course, Nate was here the next day. But over the years, Shope's been here a couple times, and one of the times that he was here on a, I think they were here on a Friday night, I actually found a WGR bumper sticker that had the Sabres logo on it, and it was definitely from, like, the early time that you guys were, like, with, you know, the Sabres, like, way back then. And I was just so thrilled. He's like, oh, look at that. Like, it was kind of a nice little fun thing to find. So lots of singles. I was looking around, a lot of graded singles. We mentioned the Pokemon cards are here. A lot of boxes you can just buy and break yourselves, you know, go through and try to find some of these big hits. So that's pretty exciting. But one story I wanted to relay, you know, because we're sitting right next to the booth, and the reason Chris Chelios just walked by is because he was doing his meet and greet. So not only can you get an autograph from these folks, but you can pay a little extra, and a professional photograph will be taken of you, or you can just hand the person your cell phone, and they'll take a picture of you so you can get up on social media right away, because that's what people like to do, too. But Michael Irvin was here a couple years ago, and a buddy of mine, Tony, is a huge Cowboys fan, huge Miami fan, the U. And, of course, everyone knows that Irvin went to the U. And so he came to do his autographs, and then he went to the booth to do his pictures, and my friend Tony was last up, and he had on a Michael Irvin jersey of the Hurricanes. It wasn't his Cowboys jersey, it was his Miami Hurricanes jersey. And Michael Irvin, like, flipped out. He thought it was the coolest thing ever, like, took some extra time with my buddy, took pictures with his own personal cell phone of him and my friend wearing the shirt so we could either tweet it out or send it to his friends. Dude, it made my friend feel like $1 million. And that's the kind of things, like, they say don't meet your heroes. That's a thing that they say. But I will tell you that when I met Mike Richter here last year, the former goalie for New York Rangers and the winner, the winning goalie, and MVP of the 1996 World Cup of Hockey, the last time Team USA won Best on the Best, he couldn't have been more gracious, was wonderful with me and my son. It was definitely a moment for me because, I mean, he was, like, literally my hero, like, my favorite, like, hockey player of all time, probably my favorite athlete of all time. I was there when they retired his number at the Garden. My dad and I flew down there.
Yep.
It was only the second time I've ever been to the Garden before. And it was just incredible to meet him, talk to him, and just spend time. And that's what this type of event affords you the ability to do, is that you can meet these people, you can talk to them. And, you know, everyone's got to, you know, don't be weird, just be cool. But, you know, at the same time, it's just really exciting to be here and do those things. So what a thrill. What a thrill to see these people and to see the smiles on these faces as people are getting their stuff signed.
And it's hard not to smile walking around and seeing all that too, you know? Like, there's just so much.
And especially even just, like, the little things that you can get out at the Expo Hall, too, is something that you can just cherish, one of those sort of items as well forever. Like, you got a kid with you with you at the Expo Hall or something like that, and you get them something like even just a card.
Right.
You don't even have to spend a lot on it, but it's a memory of, like, and that's how you sometimes even get into the hobby of sports collectibles and memorabilia like that.
Right. It's not just pulling some gem mint, or, you know, 10, you know, card, or, you know, pulling something out of a pack. It's spending time together as family, going to do something that you both love, that you're both passionate about, you know, and we Western New Yorkers, everyone knows how passionate we are about our sports teams. And, you know, one of them's doing good right now, one of them's not doing so good right now. And but there's still the passion for the team that's not doing so well right now, because there's still a lot of positive memories, you know, from the past about those guys. So to get an autograph from, you know, Dougie Gilmore today, or for Gilbert Perreault tomorrow, or geez, and Ernie D from the Buffalo Braves is going to be here tomorrow, a guy who played for the, you know, when we actually had a basketball team back in the day.
Yep.
You know, there's still a lot of great memories for some of the older folks to see Ernie D and to get his autograph. So, like you said, a lot of smiles and just a lot of core memories being created.
You mentioned the Bills forever, Ryan, and coming up here down the stretch, we got Frank Reich, Kyle Williams, London Fletcher, Steve Christie, all of them 12:30, 1, 1:30, 2 o'clock respectively.
Right.
And they're all here for an hour correspondingly.
And I'll tell you this, that's really important about London Fletcher and about Frank Reich, because my buddy Chris, who's here with me, he drove in from Syracuse. He's here all weekend because he's a big collector himself.
Yep.
And, you know, does a little bit of work with some of these people behind the scenes as well. Super nice guy. He let me know, because I'm in the game, but I'm not in the game, right?
Like, right.
I know about this world, but I'm not, you know, I'm in the marketing world. I'm the guy that does marketing for Pacific Downs.
You're working.
Yeah.
I'm working here.
I'm working here. He told me He told me how tough it is to get London Fletcher and Frank Wright's autographs because those two guys don't do a lot of shows. Frank coaches.
Yes.
So when you're a coach, you don't necessarily want to be at autograph shows because you're watching tape, you're recruiting, I'm working here. Whereas, London Fletcher, I guess, just doesn't seem to do a lot of these shows. So if you're a person who likes London Fletcher, if he was on certain teams that you want to get, I see somebody who's got a helmet right here that's probably got a dozen autographs on it.
Yep.
There's a good possibility that if there's I'm getting everybody from the 1998 team, the 2022 team or whatever.
Yep.
You need London Fletcher for the years that he played for the Bills. So you want to make sure you get that autograph. So he does not do a lot of autograph sessions. So getting him is a huge get. I thought, London Fletcher, he was a good linebacker, good player, But he
really
wasn't Brian Urlacher, he wasn't Mike Singletary. He's like, he's a good player. My buddy goes, dude, he goes, not only was he a good player, he goes, but he never signs any signing. I was like, you're going to see a big line for London Fletcher because he doesn't usually sign. And I thought, well, that's an interesting little tidbit. One thing that happened a couple years ago, there was a guy who was a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. I want to say in the late 80s or something. Well, he was on some team that they didn't do the comeback, right? Because that was in the middle 2000s. But he was on some team, but it was really tough to get him because for a couple of years, nobody knew where he was. And also, he was incarcerated at one point.
Oh. Mm.
So sometimes it's the rarity of being able to get to these people.
The rarity of a player's availability.
Makes it available. We were talking about population. You were talking about the Jack Kemp card. If you've got a Gem Mint 10 of that and the population is only 3, that means there's only 3 Gem Mint 10 graded cards out there. And there might be a bunch that are really nice cards, but they're not graded.
Right.
And so that makes it incredibly, again, rare. It's that adds to the value. So, you're going to see some athletes here that don't get out much, or at least don't even come to the Western New York area that much. And so, therefore, there's scarcity there. So that'll get the people here.
Yeah.
And the best ability is availability.
Exactly.
And that can also even be attributed here with collecting. I'm seeing something interesting here now about the Rams giving Matthew Stafford's agent permission to speak with other teams. Mm. So, is LA just rebuilding now?
Jeez, trying to get rid of
they're
forcing Cooper Kupp out.
Yeah, they're forcing Cooper Kupp out. Matthew Stafford's being able to talk to other teams. Are they just hitting the button saying, all right, we had our chance, time to rebuild on the fly, kind of like the Bills did?
Could be. I mean, it's with the salary cap going up, right? Salary cap's about to go up. If they've got money, maybe they can make a play and do some things. So, there's you're never really technically rebuilding if you can just find the right core pieces and still have some cash to splash if the salary cap goes up.
Aaron Rodgers, L.A. Rams.
Okay. Oh. All right. I don't know about that one.
Now, everyone knows he's going to the Vikings. That's the
he's
prophecy.
He's got to complete the prophecy.
Yep. That's right.
Yep.
It's Zach Jones and I talked about this during the season of if Sam Darnold played better at the end of the season in the playoffs, that would have been a really hard decision to make about J.J. McCarthy. And we both thought the Rams were going to be a great idea for, trade candidate for McCarthy, not even Darnold, of, all right, just run it back if you're Minnesota, and then what do you do with McCarthy? The Rams would have been a team that I would have loved to see and go, hey, you remember how we said to heck with them picks? We'll do it again for J.J. Then he'd be able to throw to Puka Nacua out the gate.
Do they just grab Darnold now?
That might actually be a good idea.
That's the question. Because
Darnold might be a play, or they might just straight up tear it down for a better quarterback class next year.
Yeah. Who knows? It's going to be interesting to see how this offseason shakes out.
There's a lot of moving pieces for this offseason that are going to be very fascinating. Of course, one of the hills that I'm willing to die on is go trade for that defensive end, that star pass rusher, so that you can try to make things better. And Ryan's got more to do, so yeah. We'll talk with Ryan in a bit as well.
Ouch. No, the moving gears of the offseason, the cap continues to go up. I just don't know when it stops.
That's
where I'm at. Baseball's uncapped.
Yes.
And you see
the
some
only
of these
sport
contracts.
That is now.
Well, yeah, the only sport that is, but you see some of these contracts. Juan Soto. Right? Like what he got with the Mets.
Right.
Why wouldn't you go play for the Mets? Why would you stay on the Yankees? Right? As a Yankees fan, I'm saying that. Ohtani with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So I think you're looking at what an uncapped league could be. When does the NFL just kind of, I get it, you're capping it, but if the cap continues to go up every season, you're basically uncapping. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, you're basically getting to a point where, ready? And this is going to go into our next discussion. You're allowed to be able to afford James Cook at a higher rate if it keeps going up.
Right.
Especially if it keeps going up the way that it has been. Yeah, you'd be able to afford James Cook. You'd be able to have an easier discussion with your negotiations. If you get them down to like 12 or 13, that's an easy get. Mm-hmm. If the cap keeps doing what it's doing. You cannot predict it going like that year in, year out.
Because
it mostly has to do with the fact of how is the revenue stream going.
Yeah.
And then you'd be able to pay into that as well. So
yeah.
I still think there's this opportunity that the James Cook saga is not even close to over. He said himself he doesn't want any drama, anything like that.
No, because honestly...
And that's James Cook. He absolutely is the low-key guy. He doesn't want any trouble.
Don't you see him in any exciting moment? He's not doing anything.
He gives you a smile.
Stoic.
That's it. Yeah.
Like, that's essentially what he is.
He is mostly stoic a lot of the time, but like he is still just this guy of like, yeah, all right, cool. I'm just going to smile and just we'll have ourselves our time.
And it's barely a smile half the time. He's unbothered, but not in a bad way. He's not just like blowing off the emotion, but
yeah, no, he's never like
he's not going to be the center of an issue.
He like there's even been jokes about him looking dismissive or unhappy, and he
but when he got drafted, remember how he walked out onto the stage?
Yes.
Just, like, everyone's like, "Oh, is he even want to be drafted by the Bills?"
He is a low-key guy. That's exactly what he is. And him saying he doesn't want any drama, that's absolutely right. You don't want to try to take the attention and bring it upon yourself.
Yeah.
But if the cap keeps going up, what's the safest number, I think, when it comes to James Cook and the affordability for him? I think 12.
100%.
I'm comfortable with 12.
And I think, I mean,
absolutely,
we've talked about
because
it.
Because of how he has impacted this team.
Yeah.
I'm cool with 12.
And it makes sense. He would save 15.
Yeah,
you go in high. You go in high. And we've talked about that. That's the first rule. If you ever watched an episode of Pawn Stars, go in absolutely astronomical.
This is a reference.
And then you go astronomically low on the other end, and then you meet in the middle. 12 then sounds like an absolute bargain.
12 sounds like so the Bills will start at 10, and James will be like, no, man,
can't do that. Can't do that. And then, you know,
12,
highest 12, I can
12,
go
five.
Is 12.
12
can
5.
You do 12-5? Yes. Like that's how that's going to go. Like, that's how it's going to end
up. I'm happy to know, though, that they have this problem because it means he's been a good player.
Right. Right.
It's a problem that you have, but it's a good problem to have. It is one where you're going to have to make tough decisions when you're a good football team and you have a quarterback at the cap hit that you have with Josh Allen.
So yeah, you need to make sacrifices to keep your
quarterback. You need to make sacrifices to keep your quarterback, and it's never easy.
No.
Come on.
No.
Let's be real about that here.
It is not.
It is never easy. We just got food.
And thank you.
Cannot be more thrilled about that. Ryan has been our MVP here today.
Yes.
So if you are down here, by the way, Ryan Hasenauer is absolutely a ticket item for someone that you should stop and say hi to.
And
he's got the blue polo on. If you see him, go say hi to Ryan Hasenauer and tell him that Derek Kramer says his hellos.
Yes, and we're also staring at the best commercial in the Super Bowl, by the way.
Oh, God.
Seal as a seal.
Oh, my God. That is terrible. I didn't see that the
he
first
did
time
it?
Around.
No.
That's terrifying.
It's the best, though.
That's nightmare fuel.
From the studio that brought you Puppy Monkey Baby, Seal as a Seal. That's what I was honestly,
baby.
Though, like, that's what I was watching the Super Bowl for the first half before it got, like, oh, my God, the Eagles are destroying.
Anyone in the autograph room right now sees me putting my hand to my face, face palming because of you. Just so that, like.
I mean.
Oh, boy.
You got to look at it.
Oh, my God.
You got to look back
at
history,
I don't
want to
look at that.
It's my favorite.
No, thank you. Anyway, let's get back on track here with James Cook.
Sorry. Seal as a seal got me.
We got food, though, too. That was the other part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with 12, 12 and a half, even 13. I'm okay with that.
15 is just a little rich.
15 is rich.
You just look at the market, though.
You already need to do cap gymnastics.
Yes.
But Cook's comments do encourage me that he's not going to hold out.
No. He's
into the year.
He doesn't want the drama. He doesn't want the attention on him.
And you know that's the number one way to do it is exactly by that.
Right.
So.
And it's interesting, too, because he honestly, if the running back market was better, like if they actually paid. Look, Derrick Henry doesn't even make that much.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley doesn't make that much. The only one that makes that much is Christian McCaffrey, who doesn't deserve to make that much, as far as I'm concerned, injury-wise.
And typically,
so it's like,
also about when.
Yes.
It's not about how good you are. It's about when your contract's up.
Exactly.
But Saquon didn't get that money.
No.
And that's a big deal here. That's why running back is such a weird niche within the market.
And it's such a pivotal part of the game, too. Like,
there's a resurgence going on.
Yes, yeah. Like, now you've seen teams really just invest in the – look at Philadelphia. They needed that. They needed Saquon Barkley.
Saquon was the extra push for them.
And look at it didn't even help them in the Super Bowl by that means, so it doesn't really help the market.
They dominated without him having a good Super Bowl.
Exactly. So I think that
goes back to it.
The variability of the running back market kind of stems from that, because you can have look at the Bills.
It's a little bit of column A and it's a little bit of column B.
Until
there's been a resurgence in running back, but look at the Super Bowl and go, biggest game of the year. They shut you down, but that should also say, hey, I was that big of a deal,
right?
That they needed to.
The Bills made an AFC
Derrick
championship
Henry,
with.
We needed to shut down Derrick Henry. That's what the Bills were saying.
Yep.
We need to shut down Derrick Henry. They did it. They won. Mm-hmm. So there is a resurgence going on.
Yep.
And I think that's where fans are a little uncomfortable, is that Buffalo is in one of the cities where
that resurgence is.
That
happening.
Resurgence has a cap figure.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Because if you look, like I was saying, the Bills went to an AFC championship with Frank Gore. Who was the running back in 2020? Not Frank Gore. Who was the running back in 2020? I'm trying to think. Singletary.
Yeah, Singletary, Zach Moss.
Zach Moss, yeah. So
everything
not
that.
The greatest running back room. They went to an AFC championship with those guys, right? And then you go to an AFC championship with James Cook, Ty Johnson, Ray Davis. And I don't know. It you look at it, and that's where the variability comes in, because they've done it without and they've done it with. But look at how they've done it with. James Cook and Joe Brady, that offense is married so well together, those two ingrained with each other.
Yep.
Look at before with Ken Dorsey. I know the team wasn't great in general before with Ken Dorsey.
Well, the running game improved, obviously, without him.
That Dallas game, not even a full couple games as the offensive coordinator. James Cook won that game.
Yes.
The offense didn't do anything.
That
Joe
Dallas
Brady
game
was just like, you know what? They're not adjusting. We're just going to kill him with James Cook the entire
game.
They're
still in dime. We're going to keep going.
Yeah.
Our guys are bigger than you.
So the Bills have done it both ways, and you're now seeing them have the running
backs.
Yeah.
To your game. That's going to mean you're going to have to pay that guy or find a valuable replacement. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a tough discussion, tough situation about this all throughout the offseason. We're going to probably be talking about this.
Right.
Until something's ultimately done about it.
12-5.
I think at the end of the day, you either pay him 12-5, or if you're a fan that is not comfortable with that, don't be disrespectful about it. The man is asking for his money. And
like, you have a job, you'd ask for a raise. He has a job, and he's asking
for raises, baby. Just ask for raises.
And I get it. It's a different situation because it's millions of dollars.
It's millions of dollars, but it is the market rate. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
No one wants to be undervalued at their position.
And that's ultimately what it's about.
Yeah.
He's trying to find the proper value, go in negotiations high, end up at a number that's comfortable for everybody.
Right.
This isn't like Tremaine Edmonds in his final year as a Bill, where I said with how he was playing in that last year as a Bill, I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
Because I knew that they weren't going to be able to afford him. James Cook is not getting that kind of contract.
No.
On the open market, I don't think.
Maybe a desperate team.
But
right, I don't know.
But I'm getting more and more comfortable in he's going to be here next year. He's going to play out the rest of his deal, and we'll see what we get from there.
Yes. I'm there. If he really was, and I don't think he is, if he really was big on the move, like, hey, I need this much, and this is the lowest I'm willing to go, I think they might consider a trade of some kind, especially when they are looking for bigger pieces elsewhere, because he's
a huge asset. I will fully expect, though, that the Bills are going to use a day three pick early on another running back.
Exactly.
That might be where you get your answer of where this thing's going. Mm-hmm. 803-0550 is the number to call. 1-888-550-2550. Anything that you've got on the table here. The Sabres come back today against the New York Rangers, who for some reason had too many players on the Four Nations Team USA.
Yeah.
No, I'm not salty. Yes, I am. But, obviously, the Four Nations Tournament had come and gone. James Cook, how much is a comfortable number for him, for you as well? Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, we're live at Batavia Downs here for the Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo show. If you're out here, come say hello. We're in the autograph room as well.
Yes.
So, you know, we had a couple of people walking by, waving at us as well. Mm-hmm. So that was a first for us.
Yeah. Come say hi. Don't be shy. We're just going to be eating our chicken fingers with our headphones off in between commercial breaks.
Yes, so. About to house these. You're listening to WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to go chase the highest, highest of the highest. Like, and I'm going to keep doing it. Like, and I'm going to stand on what I stand on. Like, and I don't want to feel like a cancer at all, because I don't like all that attention and all that. Like, that's not me. Like, honestly, like, and I'm just standing on business, man.
Bills running back James Cook.
Standing on business,
and that was with Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco on their The Nightcap. Not ours, with Zach Jones.
No. Not quite. Sorry, we're cleaning up the fallout from the fingies.
The food. Come on, Joe, I said 30 seconds.
Which will get revisited in the next commercial break.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
We're here at Batavia Downs for the 2025 Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo. And in the last hour, we were saying, like, you know, a lot of hockey attire, everything like that. Mm-hmm. And now it is transitioning over to Sabres. Over to Bills, excuse me.
As I was going to say, that'd still be hockey attire.
Doug Gilmore is still here until 1 o'clock, but we're getting our Bills setups now. Frank Reich, Kyle Williams, London Fletcher, Steve Christie. As those are the ones that are going to be coming down the docket here. Reich getting started, pretty much right now, actually. Then Kyle Williams at 1 o'clock. London Fletcher at 1:30, Steve Christie at 2 o'clock, along with Drew Pearson. So we're getting a lot of our Bills attire here in the autograph room, waiting for
players like Reich or Williams, Fletcher or Christie, anything of the sort.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty cool.
It's interesting to watch the attire changing right now here.
Oh, it did. It happened quick.
Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you on Sports Talk Saturday, like I said, out here at Batavia Downs. If you're here, feel free to wave. Say hello. We'll make sure, if we're not working, at least to wave back.
Yeah. Just don't scream into the microphone.
Yeah, you know.
I beg.
Yes. But, you know, if we're off air, you know, come say hi. And we'd be happy to, you know, talk with you. Anything that we do on the air, we do happily off the air. It's probably one of the things that, like, your friends always ask you, like, hey, you talk about this. Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
It's one of your jobs.
Right.
So you sound a little annoyed about that.
No, it depends. It's definitely become more of a job where I don't want to do it in my spare time. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, fair.
But no. I'm never opposed to a good conversation. Yeah, there's a long line now. Holy cow.
It's getting there now because Frank Reich's up now. And, again, when you have a legendary comeback.
The legendary comeback until Jeff Saturday blew that lead to the Vikings.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. In the playoffs, though, I still think it holds.
He also, to make matters worse, he also did it when Reich got released. That's how he blew it. Frank Reich was the Colts coach.
That's right.
And then Saturday takes over and takes away the comeback. The Colts are the bane of that poor man's existence.
Yikes. And now he's laughing at Dan Orlovsky on ESPN like he deserves to have an opinion. So, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a Jeff Saturday hater.
I am too. There's no need for anything like that. But no, the Colts take away his job and then they take away his record for the most points come back.
The Colts are
mean.
As I said earlier, the duality of sport.
Yeah.
Just happens.
Ah.
Nothing could happen like that with pony racing like behind us, though.
Yeah, that is happening.
They're training, at least.
Yes, they're training out back.
No live racing us. Right now.
I will say, legitimately, when I was setting up here, getting everything set to go, putting the computer up, the unit, everything like that, I see one of the horses go by. I go, oh, look, a horse.
Like you were surprised?
Like it wasn't supposed to happen.
Right. Not like there's a track or anything like that, you know?
No. Yeah, I was just like, oh, like a horse.
You know, Batavia Downs racing, all that, you know?
Shut up.
No.
Why do I admit these things? Why do I do this to myself? It's because it's fun. Back to the discussion, though, with the Bills of how to go about the offseason and not to mention how to deal with the James Cook situation. Again, it's weird to not have answers.
Mm-hmm.
And the first way you're going to get answers is through the combine and through meetings. If the Bills are meeting with a couple of running backs, I think that's going to tell some story.
Right.
Tell some side of the story, I should say. If they draft one, of course, that will probably put a definitive answer on what will they do about the James Cook situation. And for me, like, I've got nothing against what Cook is doing. He is 1,000% in his right to ask about a pay raise and try to shoot high so that, you know, the negotiation can meet somewhere in the middle comfortably.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think $12 million is a very comfortable place for James Cook, especially with the salary cap going up.
I agree.
That's where I think the difference is. If you start going higher than that, that's when, in market sense, it makes no sense. And that's not disparaging the player. That's just the unfortunate sign of doing business. And I think there's a difference. I don't worry about the fact, though, that this player is asking for what he wants.
No, as any player should. There's ways to go about it, and he's taking the proper precautions to go about it. This is going to sound like I'm comparing him to how Diggs, whatever. It's not the same
situation. It's not even close to the same situation because the way Cook is conducting himself is in a different manner.
Yes.
He's not
being a diva.
He literally says,
I
don't want to create any drama.
Yeah. He knows the success of the team is the most important thing, and he's treating it that way. So not becoming a sideshow, which is what you would want, and he's media trained clearly. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's doing it the proper way. So can't be upset that someone's asking for a raise, and who's deserving of it. He tied the franchise record for touchdowns in a single season, 16.
Absolutely.
So yeah, you can't really say he doesn't deserve it because he does.
He's put up statistics consistently ever since he's arrived here as a Bill.
Yeah.
And it'll be a tough loss if you lose him. Hopefully you don't.
Oh yeah.
And again, I'm thinking 12 is the comfortable salary, $12 million per year for James Cook. Especially, again, with the cap going up, you need support players. You need good players around you. Sometimes you got to spend money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to break the market to do it. I don't expect James Cook to break the market, but I do expect that he is going to get that pay raise, be it here or somewhere else.
Somewhere else will pay him.
Might as well see if you can afford him first.
Yeah, test it. You know,
yeah.
Don't break the bank on him by any means, but he's a good player to keep around. And
exactly.
You don't want to part ways with a running back that just broke your franchise record. You want to do whatever you can to keep him around. But, you know, money is money at the end of the day. This is all a business, and the sentimental value doesn't really mean anything in the stretch of it.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to move on.
I hope, though, that they can at least capitalize next year with James Cook still in the building. And up until then, you got some gymnastics to do anyway.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to do something that I've been advocating for. Go get a Myles Garrett.
Exactly.
Go get a Trey Hendrickson. Go get a Max Crosby.
Yeah.
That also tells me there's a problem with cap gymnastics for James Cook.
Right.
If I'm saying this as my idea, my decision of what I would do, I'm also probably letting go of James Cook.
Yeah.
The Bills will not be able to afford all these pieces all at once.
Right.
I still think that getting that star pass rusher is a helpful fix.
Yeah.
And even looking back now at the Philadelphia Super Bowl.
They rushed with four the entire time.
Yes, but it was also the perfect game.
Yeah.
You got to think about this. The Bills had more sacks this year than the Eagles did.
Yeah. They just executed their plan better.
They had their plan better, but that's why I think it is an extra person. The Bills have guys all around the defense. They just don't have a superstar there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference when you go getting a superstar. If it's with just a bunch of guys that are like waiver fodder,
yeah,
or below average starters, then you have a problem. That player then gets overshadowed. If you add an elite player to a good roster of talent,
mm-hmm,
it allows for them to truly shine.
Right.
All of them.
Well, and you've heard Myles Garrett talk to him specifically. Same as Amari Cooper. I've had the success, right, in places, not the team success. I think the team success at his point in the career, right, he's going to be 30 years old in December.
Right.
I think that might mean a little more to him, getting that ring, getting to the top.
There are players that will absolutely value that sort of thing, and I think that Garrett would be one of them, especially with the fact that he was in contention with Cleveland until they weren't.
Right, right.
That's the part that hurts, is they were there, starting to threaten. They had Mayfield. Everything was looking good for them. Mm-hmm. And then, all of a sudden, it's gone because they wanted an adult in the quarterback room, and then they went and got the opposite.
Oh, yeah, they got an absolute man-child who eats bone-in, boneless wings in Ohio. So
Jesus.
I don't know. It's just they mishandled that because look at how Baker's playing healthily in Tampa Bay. He's giving them a chance, right? He literally played through a gruesome injury, and you let him go the way you did. Like, it was just so mishandled. It's terrible. But
it's
wouldn't expect anything different from the Cleveland Browns at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's not the draft day Cleveland Browns with Kevin Costner behind the helm. This is the real Cleveland Browns that can't really handle a situation whatsoever. So, sorry to just rail on the Browns, but it's 100% true.
Yeah.
I can't. You can't tell me that that's not true after looking at their past few decades, at least in our
lifetime. I'll give you that.
Lifetime.
And that's a problem. It's a reputation thing, and the only way you can solve it is by fixing it. But they're not going to fix it anytime soon, mostly because, your best player is now asking out.
Right.
They've had enough.
Yeah, and the teammates trying to convince him, they're like, I think we're almost there. You're not almost there. You're not. You're not even close.
You're
sorry.
You're not even close.
Nick Chubb is never going to be the same again. Never. After another injury like that. Never.
And I love Nick Chubb.
I do too. I was a Nick Chubb believer. I was happy when he came back this season after that gruesome injury last year. And then to do it worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, yeah. I'm not saying you're trying to laugh about it, but he will never be the same running back.
Yeah,
you can't keep doing that and coming back from that, and the re-injury risk is just going to keep going up. And they have a lot to figure out. They're not right there.
No, Cleveland is farther off than they can be, and
that's why. And they're ready to take that cap hit because they're already doing it with Watson. So
right.
Take advantage of that right now, and go get a star player. You can do it. They can afford it.
Yeah, you can work some gymnastics with your cap.
Because they know you need to work and they need to work. So you can. There's
and that's why Garrett is the face again. Like I more than happy to go get Max Crosby.
So am I.
Or go get Trey Hendrickson. Or try getting bold and go for Michael Parsons.
Yeah.
Like Micah Parsons would be hilarious to get. Mostly because then we could also laugh at Jerry Jones some more.
Right. You can see Chad Michael Murray has taken the stage here. You see a lot of the One Tree Hill basketball jerseys.
Yeah, I'd never seen One Tree Hill basketball jerseys. That's fascinating.
I think that's part of the show. I think that's part of the show. I'm not a One Tree Hill fan.
Hey, man, everyone's cool. Got their fans. Go get it. If you can get a jersey for One Tree Hill, go get it. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
So, One Tree Hill jerseys, Ryan. That's absolutely what I'm seeing here. The ladies here getting the on-air shout-out about the One Tree Hill jerseys. There you go. As Chad Michael Murray is one of the people here for the Legends and Expos show here at Batavia Downs. Ryan got his headset back with
us. Yes, I'm back. It's been exciting. You guys enjoyed your chicken fingers?
They were phenomenal.
Fantastic. I got a burger here.
It's in progress. I saw the burger. I stared at your burger.
Yeah.
You came back here. You had the box open, and I'm like, oh, damn, the burger.
I had the box open, then I got a phone call. It's like the busiest thing. Like this.
Yeah, right. You're all around. I told people, if they're here, say hi to you.
I am everywhere today.
Because you are the all-star here today.
You know, here's the thing about running shows, and here's the thing that a lot of our friends that we do business with, that we work with, running an event, you know, putting it on. And, you know, the wonderful people at Odyssey know this from over the years, running Kiss the Summer Hello, running things like the WGR Golf Tournament.
Oh, yeah, our promo
which
team.
Which we hope it comes back someday. I'm hoping. You know, those days, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of moving parts and pieces. It takes a lot of knowledgeable people. And God bless the folks from Legend Stars that put on this expo. They're wonderful people. And, you know, they got a lot of volunteers that they have. They're, you know, the people they work with, their families come and help out too. But shout out to my staff, Meredith. And Angie and everybody that's working hard today on our side of things to get things ready. But, yeah, man, I'm just thrilled. I'll join you guys in the 1 o'clock hour, and we'll talk more about, you know, the dice roll and the rest of the day. So
yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. And once we do that, we'll be into hour 3.
Yes, sir.
Of this show here. If you're heading down, $10 for admission, 12 and under free, at Batavia Downs here. They're available, I do believe, here until 4 o'clock. Right, Ryan?
Yeah.
Four o'clock here for the show. We're here until 2, right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Welcome back. Sports Talk Saturday, final segment of hour number 2 here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, here from Batavia Downs for the 2025 Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo Show. Here at Batavia Downs Gaming. They're around until 4 o'clock. We'll talk with Ryan Hasenauer about the evening's festivities as well at the top of the hour. But as of right now, if you're trying to get here, you'd be able to try to get autographs from Frank Reich, Kyle Williams, London Fletcher, and Steve Christie up on the docket here. So if you're looking to get some Bills memorabilia signed by former Bills players, here's your opportunity to do some of that. Joe, you and I talked about this, about Frank Reich off the air.
Yes.
And actually a little bit on the air, too, of how the Colts kind of ruined something of Frank Reich.
Oh, yeah.
He got released from the Colts, and in the vacancy, Jeff Saturday takes over and has the biggest collapse in National Football League history.
I mean, it makes sense.
Which takes the record away from Frank Reich, too.
Right. It did take the record away from him. It does make sense, though, when he didn't. Jeff Saturday had a terrible record coaching high school football games, so why would he even work in an NFL system?
Right.
You know, just the buddy with the owner at that point. But,
yeah.
No, he definitely got a raw deal there. And, you know, Super Bowl winning offensive coordinator.
That's right.
You know, four-time Super Bowl trip. a couple were because of him keeping the season alive, coming in for Jim Kelly.
Quite literally, the comeback game.
Yep. So,
Frank Reich, Kyle Williams will be setting himself up here at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock. London Fletcher at 1:30. Steve Christie at 2. Chad Michael Murray here until 3 o'clock
as well.
Would you
say Kyle Williams the face of the drought?
I would say so. Definitely one of the
more prominent ones. Fred Jackson's also a candidate for that.
But also a player that got to break it.
Right.
That was the other part of it, where that seeing him in the locker room after they broke the drought, and then he gets to end his career with a pretty good reception and run after the catch.
Oh, yeah.
Against Miami, because, of course, it's Miami. They don't know how to defend the Bills in any way, including giving the defensive tackle the football.
Right. That was a pile through the line, though. That was crazy. I remember that game.
Yeah, no, the touchdown that he had in the game to help get them to the playoffs, that was another big deal. Like, it's awesome to see for a player like Kyle Williams to have been here for so long, be the best player, I think, throughout the drought's history, or at least one of them, and finally be able to be rewarded with a feeling and an emotion that connected on a very easy scale for Buffalo fans. His emotions were our emotions that day.
I think everybody in the city shared emotions that day.
Hooting, hollering, it was the greatest New Year's Eve of all time.
I mean, you see them in the locker room cheering for the TV just like we were.
Just like
Andy
we
Dalton,
were.
Right? Like, to be able to see that, and I remember I wasn't working at that point yet. I was still in high school, but to see that happen, I can only imagine how people who have been through it all really felt, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, we got a Cecil break. Hour number three coming up here from Batavia Downs. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. This is Sports Talk Saturday here live in Batavia Downs on WGR.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.